Hi, everyone. It's Sherry from Savvy Smart Solutions. I'm really excited tonight about this podcast. It's actually morning. I've been up all night. Excuse me. I haven't been able to sleep because I have a lot going on. I'm actually in the process of going into a contractual agreement to buy a house, which is really exciting. And I'm also changing universities again, which is also exciting because there is more excitement when you find something better that's better and less expensive, more exciting, and you get to leave this sort of bad environment. Even though the new environment in university is the same technology, it's just different classes and expectations. With the hope that the same destroyers or developers and students are not going to roll through with the same conversations and approaches used to educate and force conversation and discussions on old topics, garbage material, and just bad practices, like, you know, forcing and just abnormal grading or unfair grading and unfair requirements or, a ton of extra work for lower cost to prove this or that while they know you're stressed and involved in something else and they know it's attractive, but with a motivation or a goal to get you to quit or to get you to stay on board or to stress you out to the maximum to where you can't sleep, can't eat, all your habits have changed, you become dysfunctional and you just decide to quit because you get stress overload. Because it's stressful buying a house, going into this cool new contractual agreement, big step for a first-time homebuyer, right? Huge step. But it's also stressful and like wanting and waiting and letting these people control your future, you know? With bad systems too. Bad systems. Lying. Saying, we have transparent systems. And smooth processes, but actually they've been really consistent in the real estate market to as far as, you know, the process and how long it takes to become approved, what the requirements are in terms of credit and the VA requirements, although they are getting different and selective. And judgment is made, we don't know if it's personally assigned by someone, automated based on a formula, or if there's some mathematical freak that tries to create an algorithm that puts it in your face and says, yeah, you can have it. And then at the last minute, after you pay and invest in an appraisal and spend $600, they pull it from you and deny you based on some new requirement or change that you didn't anticipate, which causes severe meltdown for someone like me, you know, that saves money and invests in education and moves money in order to better themselves and get lower payments and have the basic American dream that everybody deserves and has a right to and desires, right? Which is educational goals, homeownership, and just happy living, you know, investing in happy surroundings and things that make you feel good. Whether that's healing from an injury, mental, physical, or emotional, or a loss in grief cycles, or just a new journey and kind of trying to balance and struggle life changes without that person or in a new location or with a new credit score and financial disaster and change where you're no longer working 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 or 8 to 8 a.m., 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. or whatever around the clock in life and management of problems, people, and systems. And now it's shifted to focusing on educational goals online without real human interaction during a pandemic. And then, you know, kind of using and investing in your dreams, while hearing voices and people that want to hold you back because they're criminally minded or sick. And they they think or know that by replaying those voices, those critics and those failures and disgusting humans, that that will truly cause a setback and irritation and frustration to get a person to want to quit and just basically jump off a bridge and kill themselves so they don't have to listen to it and endure it, which is criminal psychological sickness, which is an area of study and importance in doctoral studies, although I'm not there yet. I'm still in my master's coursework. But that doesn't mean I can't prepare for doctorate level courses and study guidelines and begin data collection and research and use old methods and combining with new methods in comparison using old scenarios and observations of what motivates a person to buy a home, buy it solely by themselves, or what drives their educational goals and mindsets. Like, what differentiates me from you? Me being a 43-year-old single woman who has suffered tremendous psychological damage and setback from loss of something that someone and something that were so deeply valued and loved, like my son, my profession, my family members, my friends, and my endeavors for not just for prosperity, but for just happiness and living. And, you know, how those differ and change in various humans and how it's displayed, prioritized, and categorized, and how it's actually conveyed or perceived through the use of technology and in person, and how those expectations change in different scales of expectation and sort of measurements of, I've known you for 20 years, so I would not expect that behavior from you, and I am disappointed in you. Or I have sat next to a person for 4 years, 3 years, and observed their behavior intermittently or on at intervals over the course of 8 years. And I am shocked at the behavior and the outcome of the findings in the motivational study of greed, property management, roles and responsibilities as a friend, prioritization as a wife, as a human, human responses to new life, responses to and responsibilities to a friend and support, giving and receiving, and then how life changes over time in feelings, expectations, and emotions, and how it's still 10 years later, 5 years later, with no contact, is not resolved. Within the human, the student, the aspiring doctor, student, educator, whatever participant of the online education system, as I personally compare myself and my relation, evaluate my relationships and motivations and say, why am I different? Why are my personal, professional, and relational endeavors different? How do they? I could compare myself to Einstein, but he's old and he has bad hair. Although he had some really good perks, I don't know him. I didn't know him personally. I knew a picture and what I was told using video and textbooks, what I was taught. But in comparison to me and the motivations of my peers and my friends or the people that I looked up to with similar achievements or desires, aspirations, educational and professional in the industry, as well as what we put out and what we're seeing or what we use and how we communicate, react, and respond to life's changing circumstances, hopes, dreams, and how they can become reality or quickly shatter, and how that control is managed in trust and damaged over time by not just the idea of singularity, the concept that Sheldon on the Big Bang Theory talks about or that's published, but the fact that singularity is applicable to a lot of things, and is it going to be one single event that brings destruction on this whole ordeal that causes the breakdown in the education system, the goal of buying a house and making it impossible? Or is it because one person was in a seat or a position of power that used one word called hopeless? It's hopeless, which is so negative, to destroy my endeavors. Or one person's verbal and vocal assessment and their influence on my life and my anger or reaction towards their words. And do words have power, and what kind of power? Of course it has power. You know, Lord my God, I called you for help and you healed me. Lord my God, I've been praying to you for years to please answer my prayers and give me this dream of buying a home and being able to be self-sufficient, take care of myself, heal from the damages, the wounds, and to pursue my education with confidence, trust, dedication, and to fight the system when it's wrong, to rise up against it and not give up or give in to lack of intelligence, broken systems, or failed humans that are employed to just stand in the way and waste time and money. Or like kids today that conducted an interview with me at one of the organizations to review the software system and evaluate it. It was embarrassing. I was honored to be able to do that for that opportunity, but it was really a slap in the face. You know, and sad because she doesn't see what I see. They don't see what I see. Or have the intelligence to provide what I can provide to a user from a perspective, and they don't have the ability to create something and invest in a software system that is truly valuable and helpful in planning, investing, and the whole process of home ownership and everything else that is dependent on or what it entails as a citizen with goals and future potential to earn as a doctor. And not just sit back and achieve the title and say, okay, I'm going to get a job as a teacher and just, you're going to forgive all my debts because I'm going to be a teacher. Which, that's a good goal. You know, that's not going to go away, especially in today's political climate with Joe Biden promising educational forgiveness for loans. Sometimes I can't pronounce stuff and that irritates me. But all that while combating mental manipulation, irritation, and unwanted contact or exposure to sickness and people that you have gotten massive distance from all the way across from the other side of the country and are forced to listen to, influence, or recover from their exposure, or to dissect and understand personality differences. And sometimes it's not so bad. If you can create change, if you can change it. If you can't and you sit around and you talk about it all day and you can't influence it, what's the point? It's just wasted energy. So that's no good. So that's been the focus of this week and last week of work for Savvy Smart Solutions, what I've been doing as a student, as a business owner, looking really at goals. And not really putting too much pressure on myself to plan the next 2 years or to really hone in on my studies, but more to tolerate educational dysfunction of what's being forced in schools, like research methods. I don't know why I have to pay to relearn a class that I already took in the undergraduate coursework, only to prove to some doctor that I remember the class, I did good in the class, and I can use the same methods and learn from another book and tolerate interaction with online students without wanting to jump through the computer and choke them. That's a natural response because it's redundancy. It's requiring me to pay for crap and waste time that I already received grades for. And it's sort of the same thing. But, you know, there's that rationality in myself that says, it's okay. I can spend some time refreshing. But when they start using keywords and using redundant terminology, it's almost like they're trying to sprinkle in software mental programming by use of keyword to cause frustration, irritation, and forcing the conversation of what went wrong, who was responsible, how can you discuss it, how can we prevent you from discussing it, and how can we make sure it doesn't happen again? Or to get you to convey it and perceive it as another dangling carrot that will never come to be, like that opportunity to earn $90,000 a year and work in a professional, respectable environment with educated and real, actual experts in the field that work on really important things and earn that money and be happy and proud and not like a sex object who looks beautiful in a suit, who's put on airplanes to travel around the world and entertain people. You know, entertaining is fun, but there's a time for seriousness too, and boundaries where I don't want you in my face. I don't want to hear from you again. And you need to be sued and all your rights taken away because you don't know how to manage, and you should not be afforded access to any kind of harmful materials such as large contracts, government contracts, funding initiatives, or even my future in terms of home ownership, speech, or educational pursuits. Whether it's to force omission, admission, admonition, force punishment, restrict punishment, or to promote the harassers and the wrongdoers, which was often seen and really irritating. So anyways, trying to discuss all of that and abide by the rules as well as stay focused on the assignment and what was asked, but to also convey that I can't give you a detailed essay on what infrastructure requirements are for a cloud computing system in my line of work. I can, but I need to align with my professional goals and not live in the past, but to be able to draw on the past using information gathered and experiences in professional and personal settings gained aligned with my personal and professional goals of not just becoming a doctor, but fighting off and stopping those little voices or critics or things that get in the way that say, you're not going to achieve that. You're never going to get that. We're going to make sure that you don't, because we're not as good as you and motivated like you. And we like to sit back on our butts and gain weight and just eat our lives away and pretend like we go to school and have those goals and dreams and write that on paper and lie to people and to ourselves. I'm not picking on fat people or inactive people or those with written educational or verbally stated goals and aspirations, nor am I willing to compare my educational endeavors and differences between me and my brother into major natural genius and what motivates a person to become successful in a professional environment in a very highly skilled industry and what the industry and how people look upon and differentiate between the academic, educationally trained and invested person versus the on-the-job person who learns quickly, implements fast, gets the job done, manages, leads, and guides people who are related with totally different mindsets, physical skill, ability, measurements, and situations, right? And then looking at an external group or another group who tries to come in and maintain control and overcorrect and over and force change and conflict between the two, because the two are actually, you know, good people and they don't like good people and they like to play on those differences and they like to say, oh, well, he knows a lot about power, but did he learn it from you or did you teach him? How did this come to be? But then there's the natural sibling rivalry of I'm better than you or I'm not better than you, but I don't do that. I don't think that's natural. I cannot and would not go mess with an electrical box, junction box. That's for the men. I mean, femininity and the promotion of equality, gender equality, has gone too far. Like, if you want to pack around your toolkit around your waist and go on television, it looks great if you're hot and you can actually do it, but it's false misrepresentation and sexual propaganda if you can't. And you're just faking it and you want to toy with our minds. Or invest in some screwed up equality test or measurement of quality versus quantity. And how many light bulbs can I burn, or how many light bulbs does it take for you to get to the truth in awareness and understanding that it's not because you're blonde, it's just because it's a funny joke. And yes, wait till the light cools off before you try to unscrew it. And don't screw with powerful people, but then identifying who's powerful, who has the power, who doesn't, when it needs to be fought, argued, and when defiance should be authorized, and when people have just gone blatantly